Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babul Hathi ala Tathabbuti Fima Yaquluhu wa Yahkihi, the chapter on verifying what one says and what one relates. And we explained that when a person hears something, then it is necessary for him, before relating it to the next person, before forwarding it to the next person, before giving that message on to someone else, that he should verify what that message is. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we did yesterday, that it is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar if he narrates whatever he says. Just the mere fact that whatever he hears, he narrates it, he relates it. In other words, he doesn't have a process of verifying information. He receives information and then he just relates it. He doesn't have that system of verifying, irrespective of whether that information is correct or incorrect, but the fact that he doesn't verify information and he just has a habit of narrating it, that in itself is a problem. In other words, the information just came from anywhere. One is if a person gets information from an authentic source. Now there is no need for a person to verify because the source itself is authentic and he has made sure that the source is authentic. So then it's fine. And then one is when a person gets information from a source that's not authentic, from anywhere, like what happens today on social media, or what happens today when people, friends get together. Any information comes, a person wants to relate it. So this is not something that's good. Firstly, information we should only relate if it is absolutely necessary. If it's necessary, then we relate it. Otherwise, look after, make hifazat of this tongue that Allah Ta'ala has given us on the day of Qiyamah, that this tongue will be taken to task also for the speech that we do. And not only taken to task, people will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam because of what their tongues have earned. So therefore we have to be very, very careful of our speech. Be very careful of the physical tongue, be careful of the tongue of the keyboard, the tongue of the touch screen, be careful of the tongue of the pen. So therefore these things a person will be accountable for on the day of Qiyamah. The ayat of the Quran that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he repeatedly quotes, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whenever any word escapes a person's mouth, there is a guard there ready to catch those words. Those words are not just disappearing in thin air. A person will be taken to task for those words. So be careful, be sure that what you are speaking, what you are relating is something that is authentic. So today we'll do two ahadith that complete this chapter. An Samura radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من حدث عني بحديث يرى أنه كذب فهو أحد الكاذبين رواه مسلم. Hazrat Samura radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who relates something from me whilst he deems it to be a lie is one of the liars. So one person now fabricated. Person A fabricated a lie and he relates it. Person B now knows or he suspects that this is not the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he goes on to relate it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying he is one of the two liars. Not only the man that fabricated it is responsible, the person that related that fabrication is also one of the two liars. In other words, he is also like that person that fabricated the hadith. So can you imagine how serious this is? It's not that I just got it and sent it as received, or person just quotes the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person must be sure of what he's saying. And if he's not sure also, then as the muhaddiseen, we see how careful they were. That even if one word also they're not sure, they'll say, I think it was like that. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. They will even narrate that. They would be very careful not to attribute something, even one word, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he did not say. In other words, they would be very careful about what they would say. Allah Pak also give us a tawfiq. When it comes to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith, this is our deen. We can't just fabricate and make up a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last hadith under this chapter, an Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, anna imra'atan qalat ya Rasulullah, inna li dharratan, fahal alayya junahun, in tashabba'tu min zawji ghayra alladhi yu'tini. Faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mutashabbi'u bima lam yu'ta kalabisi thawbi zurin. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that a woman said that I have a co-wife. A woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that I have a co-wife. Is there any sin on me if I give her the impression that I am receiving more than what my husband gives me? In other words, I am giving her a false impression. That husband may be giving her something, but she, to the co-wife, she's saying that she's receiving much, much more. And sometimes it happens like this, just to get that level of jealousy up, that I'm getting much, much more than you. So I'm giving a false impression to my co-wife. Is there any problem with this? This is what this woman is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who gives the impression of having received something which he did not receive is like a person who wears two false garments. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Ahmad, Musnadi Ahmad. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One who gives the impression of having received something which he did not receive is like a person who wears two false garments. Ulama explained that when a person wears two false garments, what is meant by here, some of the explanation, not all the explanation, is that it refers to a person who deceives people with the way he dresses. In other words, he may wear a false garment on top of his garment, that to appear of the ascetics, the very pious, the saints, the scholars and ulama of that time, and now also you'll find some of them, they'll dress up. So when you see this person, you know that this person is an alim. So they wear, by wearing a jubba, etc. Or if the imam, then he would normally wear a jubba, wear a mama. He's the leader of the salah. So therefore he's dressing in this manner. It is a way. So a person that's wearing a false garment, two false garments, he's giving a false appearance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that woman or that person that is doing this, giving a false impression, is actually like that person who is deceiving people. In other words, this is not something that we do. We deceive people. Or a person may be a very poor person. But to give an impression that I am very, very rich, that person now will suddenly wear or get one outer garment that makes him look like a very affluent person, look like a very wealthy person. Now just to deceive the people that I am a tip-top person, a person does this. Nowadays also you'll find sometimes a person has got a very simple car. His car is very, because of him not able to afford a vehicle, so he has a very old, broken down car, and he puts a sticker there on the back of the car, my other car is a Porsche. So this is not something that a person should be doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us that you haven't been given something like this, and now you're giving a false impression. It's as though you are like a person that's wearing these two false garments. Sometimes a person may be wearing the clothing of a judge, and he's not a judge, so now he's giving a false impression. So all these things are disliked in Shariat. Look at the beauty of Islam. We must be very, very honest in what we do. We must be honest in the way we show people, whether it's commodities that we are showing people, whether it's ourselves that we are showing people, whether it's a product that we're showing people. But we're very, very honest. We're not deceiving the person in any way. Sometimes on a packaging you'll find something that is not good also from China, and we know the quality also is not good, but the person will have the best in the world. In other words, or the best in the universe. So now the person buying it will think that this is something that is very good, but it's just this deceptive marketing. Why? To get the product to be sold. This is not something that a Muslim does. What a Muslim says is what he means, even to the impression that he gives outsiders. This hadith is speaking about giving impression to the outside people. So here a woman is giving the impression to her co-wife that she's receiving much more. Either she's going to tell her that she's receiving, or in the mannerism that she shows that she's got more. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this example. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, making amal, being honest, being clear. There's no need to impress anybody. What we are is what we are. We do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.